Is it plush, fit, throw, pillow, orange?
Oh my gosh.
There's so many on your list.
No, we don't.
All right, well, welcome to the Eagles Beak podcast. We are on episode 17. That was Mackenzie, everybody, asking for the essential popover hoodie. That was
$75.
Hey, if you know anybody that wants to give Mackenzie that sweatshirt, give us a ring.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's been a while since we've been on the show. It's been Thanksgiving, and our last episode, girls, was back on November 4th. It's been 1 month and
almost
one day. So, Marlo, what's your life been like the past month? Stop moving that.
Sorry.
It makes a bunch of noise.
My life, recently, I just started cheer.
Yes, cheer's been, I've been watching you guys flipping each other during practice and stuff.
Did you see my roundup at Canspring?
Last night?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I was dealing with working a basketball game is a lot.
Yeah. Boy. So I really like cheerleading, and so we started that, and then
20 seconds.
Oh, I'm timed. Oh gosh.
Yes, you're timed.
My siblings came back from college, and my brother got a cat.
Talk to me about your siblings. Who are they, and where do they go, and what's up?
Okay, so my older sister, her name's Emerson. And she goes to Wake Forest, and she's a sophomore. And my brother, Reese, he's 22, and he's a grad student at Wake Forest.
Oh, they both go to Wake Forest. Cool.
And they're both pre-med.
All right, Mackenzie, you're up. Talk to us about the last month.
Go.
Well,
what's been going on?
I just got back from Disney, which was pretty fantastic.
You
guys
don't understand.
You're your Disney.
Why did you not ask me that you were going to buy me a sweatshirt?
Maybe I did, and maybe it's for Christmas, and maybe, you should be patient.
Is that a wink wink?
I already have 4 sweatshirts from Disney World.
Oh, so she doesn't want
them?
You could give it to me.
I want a movie theater gift card.
Okay, Miss Mella, I will get on that right away.
So, Mackenzie, can you stop moving that? It's making all kinds of...
I'm sorry.
Remember, we're in an 8th grade studio here.
I don't believe I'm in 8th grade. Like a 4th grader.
Well, sometimes, Mario.
She's a 4th grader at home.
Anyways, Mackenzie, what else has been going on this month? You went to Disney World. What was your favorite park?
Park or parked?
Park. Your favorite?
Probably Hollywood Studios or maybe Magic Kingdom.
Is your microphone on?
I really hope so.
Can you hear her in your ears?
Yes,
I can hear myself.
All right. Well, So what did you say? Hollywood Studios.
Or Magic Kingdom.
So what was your favorite ride then?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I haven't been on that one.
That one was so fun.
All right, what else has been going on this month? You got 20 seconds, and you
got to
tell us about your siblings.
Oh, okay, Nutcracker's going on, which is pretty crazy, but pretty fun.
Where are you dancing in the Nutcracker?
Where?
Yeah, where?
A show at the Abbey Theater, a show at, some inner-city schools, and then a show at UA, which that's,
what
like,
part are you? Like, role do you play
I'm
in the Nutcracker?
I'm a Harlequin doll, and I'm an angel.
That's the Harlequin doll? Everyone's like, that's what they want to be.
That's amazing, because that's... Yeah.
I wish I could tell you what the Nutcracker is about. I fall asleep every time I go.
What?
If you came to mind, you would stay wide awake.
Well, I do like to be invited to things, and... You guys just all 42 of you think I know everything that goes on in your lives.
Okay.
And then, Mackenzie, what happened yesterday here while I was at a meeting? Talk about that for a minute. You can be real about it. The follow you all day long.
Do they not listen to this?
Yeah, I was featured on the...
Now, before you laugh at that, you understand I picked you for that.
Yeah.
Okay. I know it was her.
I was on the, I got followed around and was, recorded.
So for those of you who aren't understanding what Mackenzie's saying, because she's too far away from her microphone, is that the district followed her around for the whole day, and they're going to edit, a story podcast about the day in the life of a middle school student. So, and then on to Addie. What was your last month like?
Well, club volleyball started.
I heard.
A couple of days ago.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy.
Oh, that's right. We got to go back to Mackenzie. Talk about your siblings.
Well.
Quickly.
I have 2 of them.
Yep. Where are they?
Oh, my gosh.
What are they?
Where are they? I know they're people.
They're both at school right now.
Liberty.
Yep. Names and years.
Morgan is a senior
at
Liberty, and Dylan is a sophomore at Liberty.
Yep.
And,
where does Morgan want to go to school?
She doesn't really know yet, but she likes Kentucky and Miami and Indiana and... and Tennessee and Ohio State.
So she's got a lot of choices.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. All right. Back to Addie.
So club volleyball started.
Club volleyball. What else?
You said about my new team. And Thanksgiving was very fun.
Yep.
I got to see a lot of my family. And I got my birthday was in November. And so I got presents for that. And I got to spend time with my family more. And I liked seeing my cousins because we went Black Friday shopping together.
Did you get up early and go?
At like 9 a.m.
No, that's not early enough. Did either of you two go 5 in the morning?
Absolutely not. No, I don't Black Friday shop.
I don't either.
Online. I can't.
Yeah, I'm more of a Cyber Monday.
I like going shopping. I like, especially during the holidays, I like all the decorations. And I don't even mind the crowd.
I just can't Black Friday.
But Black Friday is way too much.
Yeah. Wait,
so where did you go on Black Friday?
Crocker Park.
What's Crocker Park?
It's up in Avon Lake. That's
where up in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Okay, very nice. All right, well, we're going to take a break and then we'll come back.
Okay.
All right, good job, ladies. And we're back. What does Mackenzie, what do you want?
I was just showing you the link.
Oh, what else? Oh, another thing for another popover hoodie. Oh, is that the same one?
Yeah, it's the same one. I was just showing you how to get to the link.
What, do you want me to buy it for you?
Yeah.
I don't have if I buy you something for $75, it's gonna cost me $4,000.
You know. The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to take a break and walk out for a little bit. You guys got your next topic to talk about?
Already.
About school? Yeah, you do. It's about your
roller coasters.
Talk about that, maybe what's going on in history. I hear Hamilton's coming up.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah, so talk about that a little bit. I'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Hasta pronto.
Okay, so I'll start with my roller coaster idea. Okay, so pretty much in my group, I have Hallie and Neha. And I'm in Master Flores Core 4. And our idea, it's
idea
at Cedar Point. Yeah.
Roller coaster.
It's at Cedar Point, and it's called the Secrets of Cecilia's Shipwreck. And it's a water ride. And if you guys don't know, a Cecilia is like a half human, half octopus, Irish mythical creature. Don't laugh at
me. No, that's good.
And it's a boat, and it has LED lights in it. And
I love that.
And, yeah, so we are working on that. And today we're probably going to be finishing up the interior design of it.
Okay. Mine is.
All right, what are we, just on part two of this?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll finish my idea.
And so mine is a water, like, roller coaster ride. It's kind of like, I don't know if you guys have ever been to Disney, but it's like the, like, Splash Mountain ride.
Oh,
so it's
like
on a cart, but, like, water moment. And it's called the Irwin Adventure. It's based off of Robert Irwin and his family.
Who's Robert Irwin?
The Dancing with the Stars guys.
Crocodile Hunter?
Dancing with the Stars 2025.
Oh, my gosh.
Steve Irwin's son. He's a
Yeah, Steve Irwin, the Crocodile Hunter.
Yeah.
So he's a croc.
How did he die?
A stingray.
A stingray hopped out and got him out of the water. Like,
wait, actually? Like in real life?
Jumped out of the water, got him in the boat, and he died.
Yeah.
Yes,
anyways,
crazy.
Anyways, on a better note.
What?
It's in the Australian Zoo. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right, really, we gotta go to Addie.
I'll go really fast. My roller coaster, it's called it's called Reindeer Run, and it's like a Tron style ride. So, but instead, it's like a reindeer that you're riding, and you're on a wild reindeer chase. And my group is Eliana and Ira, and we're working really well together. And we have like almost the first part of it done, so that's really good. But then we have to finish ride today and work on decorations.
Alrighty,
so, very excited. Alrighty.
All right, well, before we go, since the bell rang, right?
Yes.
Just got a text from Mr. Henry. We're going to have that holiday concert here at school on the 19th, which I'm really...
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Marlo is going to get in trouble. She cannot leave the microphone alone.
I can't either. I've been fidgeting the whole time.
Well, the whole point of... You got to leave the microphones go, guys. The springs and all that, they echo. Anyways, he just let us know that there's going to be a holiday concert.
Oh,
so I'm happy. So, hey, we have 10 days of school left before the break.
10?
10 to 5 and 5.
Yes.
Days.
Yeah, 5 and 5. Woo. Midterms.
I got to get your presents done. I got to get those finished.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yay.
Remember.
Anyways. All right. Hey,
bye
good
bye.
Job on the show, guys. Hey, we'll
bye.
Be back.
Bye.
Hopefully
bye.
In a couple
bye.
Days.
Bye.
All right.